Persecution will always be directly proportionate to the effectiveness of your message. So if you find yourself under attack by the enemy, my friend, it's likely that you are hovering directly over the target. Never stop. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. We definitely had our doubts about Kevin McCarthy turning over all of that January 6th footage to Tucker Carlson. Exclusively. Nobody else gets their hands on that footage. No, just Tucker. Only Fox. And we still have serious doubts. This footage should be released to the public. This footage is the property of the people. Release this footage immediately. Not just some of it, all of it. No games, no compromises. Release the footage just like we were promised. But the very small amount of footage that Tucker Carlson's team has already released substantially undermines the official regime narrative of January 6th and what happened on that day. We haven't exactly destroyed the empire of lies like we could if we just released all of the tapes, but we have managed to expose a few more of their most egregious lies. For example, the press told us that Officer Brian Sicknick was gruesomely beaten to death with a fire extinguisher by an angry MAGA mob. Well, in the small amount of footage that Tucker's team has released, this shows that this was a flagrant lie. Sicknick was never injured at all on the 6th. No, he mostly wandered around at the rear of the police line like a coward. Nobody smashed Officer Sicknick with a fire extinguisher or anything else for that matter. And this was easy to determine right away, immediately, at the time, but the press still ran with that lie. Our fake leaders gave Sicknick a sham state funeral on the grounds that he was a murder victim. They told a blatant lie because it was politically useful to them, all of them. And nobody was able to call them out on it until more evidence came about. This is not lying directly on the shoulders of exclusively Democrats, by the way. These lies belong to all of them. The other set of lies that came crashing down completely this week was everything ever said about Jake Chansley. That's the so-called Buffalo Man. Right now, Chansley is serving a 3.5-year sentence in federal prison for obstructing an official proceeding. But in the very small amount of footage that Tucker Carlson's team released, it revealed that Chansley didn't disrupt anything. No, instead, security footage shows that Chansley was escorted all over the Capitol by an entourage of more than a half a dozen cops. They showed him around. They gave him a guided tour. They even opened doors for him, which is exactly what Chansley said at the time. On the Senate floor, Chansley even offered a prayer of thanksgiving to the police for letting them in. Chansley was not leading a violent insurrection. Chansley wasn't attacking anyone. Chansley wasn't disrupting anything. He committed no violence, which was actually unsurprising as he had no criminal or violent record before that day. But of course, that footage was suppressed. And Chansley was turned into a symbol for that entire day's events. And as a result, the illegitimate Biden administration made it a point to destroy him, even though he hurt nobody. They arrested him. They threatened him with more than a decade in prison. And they used that as leverage to intimidate him into pleading guilty. And that's why Jake Chansley is serving a 3.5-year sentence. Meanwhile, a couple of years ago in D.C., two teen girls committed literal murder and were given just a few years in juvenile detention. Or what about in Los Angeles, where a man was caught sexually assaulting two young girls and was given just 2 years in juvie? Our system is fake. Our system is sick. It lets actual criminals roam free, attacking whomever they want with impunity. but then it obliterates innocent people like Jake Chansley. And even to do that, they had to avoid releasing footage that would exonerate him in blatant violation of Chansley's constitutional rights. They did it because none of this was ever about actual justice. January 6th was an op orchestrated by the fake federal government corporate crime syndicate and its agent provocateurs in the crowd. They did it to delegitimize the America First movement as much as possible. They did it to make sure that they got Donald Trump off of the political scene and to prevent anyone else from trying to succeed him. They wanted to brand the only political movement that actually cares about Americans as treasonous, when they themselves were the traitors. All of them. We're hopeful that Tucker Carlson releases more of the footage soon. Or better yet, that he releases all of it directly, like he should have from the beginning. But for now, we already have more than enough evidence to say that Jake Chansley should be released immediately. And until that happens, and until the rest of these J6 offenders are released, the treatment of these prisoners of war will be a perpetual stain on America's national honor. Disgusting. Luke Coffey knows exactly what it's like to be falsely vilified over January 6th. He was part of the Epoch Times documentary, The True Story of January 6th. In that documentary, he played a key role in demonstrating how the media fabricated lies about that day out of whole cloth. Luke had picked up a crutch and used it to try to stop J6 demonstrators from clashing with the police. But then he ended up getting attacked by the cops anyways and charged with using that crutch as a weapon, which he never did. He was sentenced to 49 days in jail, but would have received far worse if not for a judge who recognized how absolutely ridiculous this entire sham was. We're happy to have Luke Coffey with us now. Luke, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, Stu. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's 26 months after the fact. Many of us that were there, the witnesses, knew this was a sham from the beginning. I mean, Stu, by the time I made it back to my hotel that night in D.C., they already had the propagandized media, you know, legacy media saying this is worse than 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. You know, they already had that narrative going literally by the time I made it back to my hotel early evening. So we need this team. All the footage needs to be clearly released to everyone, to independent media. Let the American people see the truth. We have trials coming up. I have a trial coming up in August. We're looking at, you know, many of us years in prison based on a false narrative, Stu, that we've known from the last 26 months. Where are the feckless uniparty, you know, people that have not stood up for us? It's a shame. And it takes Tucker Carlson's 26 months later for people to start waking up to the truth of what happened that day. I mean, this has never been done in American history. It's sickening. It's disgusting. They've ruined many of our lives, our reputations, our jobs, our businesses over a false narrative lie. I mean, this is what communists did. This is right out of Rules for Radicals and what, you know, Saul Alinsky has them exactly blame the opposition party on exactly what they're doing. So they're still doing this to that day. They're saying that we're lying. It's altered footage. Come on, Stu, this is the most ridiculous thing ever. I'm glad that there's some light coming to it, but the floodgates need to open up completely so the American people can judge for themselves. Enough of this propagandized BS that we've seen that have literally, many of us are going to trial over this fake-ass narrative we're seeing.
Well, if the Stu Peters Network had access to this footage, I can tell you that it would have immediately been uploaded to our servers and made available for the public to view so that they could draw their own relevant conclusions. This is not sour grapes for us. We don't care who gets it. We don't care who releases it so long as it's released. We were promised that by this fake China sellout, Israel lobby, you know, Kevin McCarthy, who was propped up as the Speaker of the House, as we were promised by the Freedom Caucus, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Andy Biggs, that all of these concessions were made in order for us to support. And that if those concessions weren't met, that a motion to vacate the chair would be effected immediately. We've been lied to. We've been gaslit by the very people who claim to be these America First fighters, these firebrands, who fake like they support you and all of the other POWs currently being held on U.S. soil, when not a single one of them, not one, has done anything substantive to help you or any of your co-defendants who have been charged in a federal government setup, a corporate government crime syndicate, a murderous crime syndicate setup that happened on January 6th. The little bit of footage, you're right, that has been released has completely blown holes in this entire narrative. Everybody that's being held there right now that has been proven to be nonviolent demonstrators should immediately be released from custody. I cannot believe that hundreds of thousands of people haven't shown up at these federal prisons to break these people out. To be honest with you, it's insane what's happening. Literal prisoners of war on our U.S. soil right now over fake charges. Of the footage that you've seen, which I'm certain that you've been paying very close attention to as Tucker has been, you know, releasing this stuff, this is only the tip of the iceberg. What else do we need to see that's on those tapes? What happened?
I mean, Stu, what the huge part that's missing is the overuse of excessive force done by the Capitol Police and DC Metro Police.
That's right.
The only reason I even inserted my self into what happened that day was what happened in the West Terrace Tunnel, which was ridiculous. They released a CO gas that took out the oxygen in the air in enclosed space. They were shooting. I didn't make it up there, Stu, until about 4 o'clock. And there were already 60 to 80,000 people, I think, by the time I made it up there. I was looking for elements of a false flag. I had been warned by a buddy who's a former naval intelligence officer to look for false flag and be careful, Coffee, that there could be a false flag. I saw provocateurs from half a mile away that were trying to get people to come up to the Capitol because people were dying inside. Patriots are dying inside. We need more people. And they were. It was the same scripted lines that they had been given off, you know, backstage West, like they had just been given this line to say over and over, we need patriots, get inside the tunnel. And Stu, I made it up there and I was trying to de-escalate because I saw that they were trying to shoot all these munitions into the crowd, rubber bullets. They were literally, as I was walking up there, it was mainly a boomer crowd what I saw that day. And I went as a documentarian. I was filming till the last of the people left the ellipse. And it was the most patriotic, salt of the earth type people. And a lot of boomers, a lot of blue hairs that were literally complaining that they were going to have to walk all the way to the Capitol that day. So they were singing Amazing Grace as I was making my way up to the West Terrace Tunnel. And they're shooting munitions into this peaceful crowd of boomer age people that are literally praying, singing Amazing Grace, the Star Spangled Banner. And everybody, you know, it was like Satan said, let's enter chaos and confusion and ruin this very patriotic, spirit-filled day where Jesus, if he wasn't present, Stu, I've said this many times, they wanted more people to die. They wanted more deaths. They wanted to look more like Pearl Harbor and 9/11. They already had that narrative ready to go. And of course, they were expecting cops to die. And that was a lie. 4 Trump supporters died that day, Stu. Okay, we know about Ashley Babbitt. You don't know, the mainstream media has not brought attention to Roseanne Boylan, who was unconscious. She ended up to the left of me. God told me to go stand in the gap. I didn't know she was right to the left of me. And she was unconscious when a DC Metro cop by the name of Lila Morris beat her unconscious body in the head multiple times with a walking stick, Stu. Is that police protocol? I don't think so. She also hit me with it several times and they were spraying. And I said, we're all Americans, folks. We're all Americans. Stop this. A family divided will not stand. And they didn't care. They had this uncontrollable rage. This is what the American people need to know. This was the rage they took out on these Trump supporters, whether they were told to or they just hated us. That's what went on, Stu. And there were also Benjamin Phillips and Kevin Greeson that were hit by projectiles that gave them heart attacks. 4 Trump supporters died that day, not 7 cops like the feckless fake puppet president saying that 7 police officers died that day. I was accused of attacking Officer Sitnik with my crutch, which was a lie. I was told that I was stopping the police from rescuing a downed Roseanne Boylan, which if you watch the January 6th Epoch Times documentary, it shows that we were trying to get people to help rescue her or previous before I walked up there. And no one would render aid. None of the cops were rendering aid in their stormtrooper attire. They're just attacking people. And there were provocateurs and there were pissed off Trump supporters that were like, why are you attacking a peaceful crowd that's here just to be make our presence known because we believe the election was stolen? This is unprecedented. This will go down in American history as the biggest attack on American citizens by our own government. This is globalist attacking with a narrative they already had planned. So it's look here, not there, and don't look at the election evidence. Look at these domestic terrorists that are the most American free-loving Christians. A lot of believers there that day were praying, and it was not about Trump. It was about we saw the direction of the country was going. I was interviewing CCP, Chinese Americans that had escaped China and saw the writing on the wall that were the watchmen and saying, we've got communism coming. It's at our doorstep. And along with Cuban Americans, they saw what was coming. And I'm telling you, it was, I walked by a guy that was saying, there's people dying inside. He was saying the same line. I got closer and there's blood running down his face. It did not look like a Trump supporter. It looked like a hired extra that was yelling this. And he had blood, this over the top blood running down. And I wiped it, Stu, from his face. It was stage blood. I've worked in the film industry 20 years. It was stage blood. It was syrupy stage blood. And hopefully people will now see that there was real blood that day too. But I'm telling you, they were trying to escalate this. And by the grace of God, it was way less of what the media wanted, what the controlled, you know, globalist media wanted to the narrative to really, truly be that day. And the stories falling apart because lights coming on and Luke 8:17, everything that's hidden, God is revealing in this time. And thank God for that. But we need to be loud. We need to be bold. And we need to call out these lies that are literally going to put many of us in prison. And Stu, the other deal is our trials are set in D.C. People have already been programmed. Half my family is liberal that still thinks I'm a liar from what I've said, even though the video evidence shows that I was saying stop and pray. 9 times I was trying to de-escalate things. My own family members still are so programmed by the media. We were guilty before we even made it back to our hotels. We were called domestic terrorists, racists, white supremacists, and we were put up on billboards across our cities. In Dallas, I had billboards with most wanted, and it's literally my picture of me saying, stop and pray. That's my most wanted FBI photo picture. So I was calling this out from day one. I was going on my buddy Alex Stein's show and saying, this is the biggest setup. And of course they nuked my Facebook and took down all and went after a lot of us that were trying to be a whistleblower saying what they're telling you in legacy media is a complete lie. And they're manipulating not just Democrats, but Republicans too. Conservatives need to wake up to this and know that we are literally, most of us have any past prior history. I have never been arrested in my life. And they offered me a plea deal of 4 to 5 years, which I'm not taking. And I'm going to fight. I'm a single guy. I'm going to fight and for truth. And I encourage the other J6ers, especially as light is coming into the darkness and exposing this, stand up for truth and righteousness. That's what God has made us be bold like lions. So, Stu, I mean, I'm prayerful that this is the beginning of the floodgates opening. But by God, we need more people to see all the footage. We need online sleuths and independent journalists like yourself to dig through this and show exactly what happened that day, not just Jason Chansley is one piece of the story.
That's right.
Of many stories.
That's right. You know? Yeah, and we would love to. My entire team would pore over this stuff 24 hours a day, none of us would sleep. This is extremely important. As you said, this could be potentially the greatest attack that's ever been perpetuated on free Americans ever. You mentioned that boomers were there. Those people were used as pawns. They were victims. They were led to the slaughter by a fake government during a Marxist takeover of a country that now is unrecognizable completely. Meanwhile, and I hate to be the guy that, you know, like Hannity, imagine if a Republican did this, because I think Republican and Democrat is just a fake construct, just like conservative or liberal. It's all fake. It's an illusion of a representative government. It's a fake lie about a two-party representative system. What we have is a complete tyranny here, and I don't even think those that are allegedly in power know who is controlling or pulling the strings in this country right now. Do you agree with that?
I completely agree. I think we are completely deceived on both sides, and we're thinking we can play the blame game, but I believe there's globalist puppets at the top of this. We know from the World Economic Forum and all these Klaus Schwab unelected people that there is a new world order, this agenda, all this conspiracy theories are coming true right in front of our eyes. This is straight out of, I'm a Bible-believing Christian that I've studied Revelation and the book of Daniel. We are there, and this is, God wins in the end, but we need to stand up for righteousness and be bold. God doesn't want us sitting on our hands, waiting and just praying for Jesus to come back when he's called us to stand for truth, expose the darkness, and be righteous truth tellers in this time of great deception. Stu, I don't believe there's been a more deceptive time where at least we're seeing the deception be revealed. God told me 6 months before that a curtain is being lifted to expose what has been, nothing is new under the sun, but we're seeing more than ever the deception that has gone on in our country. Most of what we've been told is a lie. And you know that, Stu. It's this right and left paradigm of us fighting against one another.
It's fake.
They want us divide and conquer. They want, and you know what? Satan wants chaos and confusion. And he's the author of half-truths. He's the liar, the great deceiver. You know what God is? He's the author of truth. And you know what? He needs his people to stand up for truth and not be chicken cowards.
I mentioned at the beginning of the show that persecution is proportionate to the effectiveness of your message. God never promised you that it was going to be easy to be a Bible-believing Christian and a follower of Jesus. As a matter of fact, he said it was going to be quite the opposite. I've got about 2 minutes left here, but I'd like you to address a couple of things. If you had Kevin McCarthy standing in front of you right now, who ostensibly is the only one other than Tucker Carlson that has access to these tapes and has the authority to release them, what would you say to him?
Why have you bought into this lie for 26 months? Why is it now just coming to light while people have relished? There's 50 plus patriots still in the DC gulag, 100 plus that are on home detention or still in jail. Why are our elected officials not exposing this if they're not part of the globalist agenda? Because that's what I would say. Where is your allegiance? Is it to the globalist, or is it to the we're a republic? We're not a democracy. We're a republic. Or is it to the republic? And we need to tell him to release it to the public. Release all of it. Exposure is the greatest avenue to get the truth out. We need it, Stu. We need it because this will make many, I believe, turn to God, because we now see that evil is real, Stu. Evil, there's so many that don't believe that evil really exists,
right?
That people want to control us like cattle. No, they want to take us out. We're citizen cattle that need to be over. We're overpopulation that needs to be downpopulated and killed off. This is what they want to do, and controlled. And they think they're the Luciferians that are called by the bringer of light, their bringer of light, the God of this world, not the creator of the universe. And they think they're chosen to rule over us as the ruling elite. And these people are totally against us. They hate us. We need to stand against them and come together regardless of party. We need to wake up, America, wake up, world, to what's really going on. This is not a conspiracy theory anymore. This is conspiracy reality. Okay, it is a conspiracy, and it's against the freedom-loving people that and those that haven't put God as government as their God, but know that God is our only freedom comes from God, the Creator, the true Creator, Jesus, Yeshua. So that's what I think God is exposing it in these times. It's getting darker and darker, but the light's going to be brighter and brighter, and there's a revival happening, but that comes with us revealing the darkness, exposing it, and saying, do you know why you need to turn to Jesus? Because this world is a dark place, Stu. This is a dark place. And this is a temporary but a vapor of a time that we need to, you've been chosen for a time such as this to make a stand regardless. If they put you in prison or they kill you, some of us need to make a stand, all right? And Stu, I'm going to do that until I'm 6 feet down and 10 toes up. I'm going to keep fighting for truth and freedom and for Jesus, man. I mean, not for America. It's for the truth of Christ and fighting against, we're not in a power of, it's not a struggle of flesh and blood, but powers of darkness and principalities. There's a spirit behind all these lies. It's unclean spirit. Okay. And then the truth, God is behind. So we need to have discernment, pray for God's, the Holy Spirit to come in us. And so we have the eyes to see and the scales can fall off and see the deception that's happening all over the world right now.
God bless you. And I hope that your courage and your bravery and your perfectly spoken message is enough to convince other people. We are commanded to pick up the sword and fight. It is time now to be obedient. Luke Coffey, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
We told you yesterday about how your fake federal government is going to compel farmers to inject the entire chicken supply with vaccines, with bioweapons that you will then consume. 10 billion birds. Those that don't get it will be exterminated just like you. They're going to make you take this shot no matter what. If you want to avoid that Frankenfood, go to heavensharvest.com. Also, prepper food that will help you to prepare for the imminent upcoming famine. Go to heavensharvest.com. We talked about this $109 bucket yesterday, which you can get a big discount by using promo code STEW when you go to heavensharvest.com. Go to heavensharvest.com. This is not rice and beans and fake flour. This is real legitimate food, real protein. Go to heavensharvest.com and check it out. Use promo code STEW when you go to heavensharvest.com. Joel Bauman is a mixed martial arts fighter. He fights under the nickname of King Bao, and he's currently ranked as one of the top middleweights in America. But Joel isn't just in the news for his formidable fighting ability. No, last summer, Joel called out Jimmy Kimmel and the rest of the Hollywood people as pedophiles. Look.
To all those doubting my NFT, you're looking at the guy. That's the reason that college athletes and high school athletes are getting paid today. Mr. Influencer to Influencers. Secondly, Jimmy Kimmel, viral this. I fight to eradicate childhood malnutrition from the planet. And until they release the flight logs, you, the mainstream media, Hollywood, are all pedophiles to me. Eat.
So Jimmy Kimmel has never responded to that clip for some reason. But Bauman also hasn't said much about it either until now, and he joins us now for more on this. King Bao, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Been a big fan for a long time, man.
So Jimmy Kimmel hasn't responded to this. Why do you think that is exactly?
Because it does more damage, right? A lot of people don't know that this was a setup. So I set up the mainstream media, Hollywood. Last year I won UFC Fight Pass Interview of the Year. For two of my interviews that went viral. The first was me telling the world about my NFT that I fight to eradicate malnutrition and that I lost my last fight because I had a herpes outbreak that made me really, really tired. And it was a setup, right? So all of the mainstream media, including Jimmy Kimmel, ran with that, gave me hundreds of millions of views, a bunch of exposure. Little did they know it was a setup. So the second interview that everybody is seeing is the follow-up to that. And I have a video on my Instagram entitled Why the Leather? Why Jimmy Kimmel? Which is actually pinned at the top of my profile. It's the middle video, and everybody can go watch that. See, it was back in August that happened. And if the world saw that video, it would completely discredit the mainstream media, Jimmy Kimmel. And subsequently after that, I did the Jimmy Kimmel Challenge, hashtag Jimmy Kimmel Challenge on TikTok, that garnered millions and millions of views. TikTok took over 25 of my videos down, where essentially we called Jimmy Kimmel and the mainstream media out for 46 days until we showed up at Jimmy Kimmel Studio Live to do the official recap, which is also on my Instagram. So we own them, and they can't respond, because if they do, I single-handedly discredit everyone.
So why Jimmy Kimmel? I mean, why the focus on him? Certainly, ostensibly, there's a lot of pedophilia happening inside of the mainstream media, covered up by the media, inside of Hollywood. Why Jimmy Kimmel?
Because he said my name. He mentioned me. He was one of the slime that decided to run with the herpes story instead of telling the world that I fight to eradicate malnutrition. My company, Alovea, has incredible food technology products that literally biohack the body to give it incredible results. That's why I'm able to fight now. I've sent over 1 million servings of nourishment to children through this program, because that's what we do. It's a buy one, nourish two program. So as you get healthy, we save children. That's why I fight. And he wanted to tell the world that, you know, about this. I set him up. He told the world I had the herpes thing. Like, no, you're an idiot. And you ran with the story that wasn't even like it. You set yourself up for this. So now take what you're getting.
Yeah.
And henceforth, the Jimmy Kimmel Challenge and all that. We exposed him many months ago. This is now just coming back up because he walked himself into this with the Aaron Rodgers thing. He addressed Aaron Rodgers, but didn't address me. And all of my fan base knows this. They took my TikTok as I was going viral. We did the official Jimmy Kimmel Challenge recap with my buddy Sean Hibbler. He does incredible documentaries, incredible highlight videos. And he did a highlight video of my Jimmy Kimmel Challenge that was going so viral on TikTok. It would have been my first 1 million followers. It would have been a multi-million viewed video, easily 20, 30 million views on that. And they took away my TikTok. They literally just scrapped it as that video was going viral. And
So you mentioned the flight logs. Obviously, you're referring to the Lolita Express. That was the private jet for Jeffrey Epstein. Unless I got it wrong, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, the Little Girl Express. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so, and you said until the flight logs are released.
I meant the client list. I meant Ghislaine Maxwell's client list. I was just super hyped up.
Yeah, I get it. So on the client list, which we have not seen yet, what do you suspect that we will see?
I don't know at this point, man. I think it's a bunch of psyops and a psyop. I think it's just, I mean, think about this. You did an incredible documentary that everybody knows about that I've used in a lot of my videos, and exposed one agenda. And now we're getting hit with about 3 or 4 at the same time. We're getting hit with the UFO agenda. We're getting hit with now all the stuff is coming out about the you-know-what. We're getting hit with lockdowns and masks and all this stuff being completely BS. And now we're getting hit with the list coming out. And it's ultimately just the names that people like me and you have been talking about for the last however many years. Like, we've already had this information. They're just now making it public for the world to go, oh, it's actually real. So at this point, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, on top of that, we have the illusions of a representative two-party system, a fake government. We have China balloons floating over us. We have a fake war in Ukraine with bioweapons labs all over the place, ostensibly responsible for producing the bioweapon that now people are injecting under the guise that it's a safe and effective vaccine. The thing was intentionally made to maim and handicap and incapacitate and kill and make infertile women and sterility in men. It was a depopulation agenda. We rightfully called that out. We also did a documentary, I don't know if you've seen King Bao, called These Little Ones, that focuses on the story of adrenochrome and the stories of child protective trafficking services taking children and putting them into the system for profit. We know that Hollywood has a whole lot to do with this, and we know that these actors that have been blacklisted and have come out and said things about this have been completely deplatformed. They've gone away. People have been, disappearing or falling off of bridges. After all this, Isaac Cappy is a name that rings a bell to a lot of people. So if we can expose that agenda, If we can expose who's doing that, which we can, why do you suppose it is that this list, this client list, is still classified? Why would that be classified information? How is that a threat to national security exactly?
Because everybody's on it. I mean, look at the FBI and the CIA. There's a clip going around against with a gentleman. I think he was on Valuetainment, if I can remember right. And he was talking about how Trump pretty much came out and said, hey, the CIA is this, the CIA is that. Then the head of the Democratic Party said, it's not good that he's going after the CIA and telling the people this, because they can destroy him. They're saying that about the president of the United States. That's insane. So what that says is that they're all on it. Everybody's on it. And we all know this. That's why we can't touch them, or so to say. That's why I make fun of it. Because at the end of the day, I'm a citizen of this country. I have children. I refuse to allow my children to grow up in a society that is not going to provide them their most optimal opportunity for them to be all that they are. My children and all the children of the world have limitless potential, and I want to learn from them. I don't want to learn from these people with their own agendas. I want to learn from the free imaginations that God provided my own seeds and the other children of the world. And that's why I fight to eradicate malnutrition. That's why I fight to give other people an opportunity that might not have one, because I was given life. I was adopted. I was given life. And I've made my life everything that it is today. And now I want to give the same to my children. And I'm not going to listen. I'm done listening to the government. I'm done listening to the news. I'm done listening. Until we actually have a government that represents us, I'm just going to keep making fun of it. I'm going to keep.
Yeah, be ungovernable, actually. Exactly. So, you know, you're kind of similar. You're a pissed off dad, just like I am. I'm raising kids just like you are. These little ones that we have the responsibility of bringing up and instilling values and morals and faith, all of the above, and leading them to a life where you turn around and you say, hey, you're a representation of the Peter's name when you walk outside of that door. Please don't do anything to embarrass me as much as you so can, but also go be yourself, stand on your own too, fight for what you believe in, defend yourself at any cost. But as you know, we get righteously angry here, like you do, for our own kids, on behalf of our own kids. We're actually fighting for millions and millions of others. This platform is doing it. We're all about saving lives. Your platform is doing it. You're fighting to end malnutrition. So tell us exactly what that means. Why are you passionate about that, and how can people get on board to help?
Absolutely. So long story short, when I was wrestling at the University of Minnesota, I suffered a head injury that took me out for 3.5 months. I was told I'd never compete again. I was introduced to this food technology, one being an anti-inflammatory called Limitless that lowers the inflammation or the inflammatory markers in a human by 47% in 90 minutes. They do that from one ingredient derived from the sugar beet called betalain. We got the patent to extract the sugar molecule from the betalain, from the sugar molecule, because they're attached. So in one capsule is 500 beats worth of betalain. I started taking this product within 2.5 weeks. I was medically cleared to wrestle, started sharing this product, and started to help hundreds and thousands of people, which allowed me in my early 20s not to have to really work a day job. I had time, a little bit of time and money, which allowed me to invest in music, invest in myself a certain way, and now be able to do all the things that I'm doing. And then we introduced a buy one, nourish two program. So we infuse all of our technology with something called Ace Manin, and it's the world's most natural research molecule on the planet. There's nothing on the planet like it. It comes from aloe vera and mother's breast milk. It helps the body produce more stem cells naturally. And we infuse all of our products with this technology. Then as you take it, we then send one-for-one nourishment to a child in need. So we're partnered with the Vicente Fox, his orphanage, and Vicente Fox is the ex-president of Mexico. And we're partnered with some other very, very powerful people, Mohamed Youssef, Nobel Peace Prize winner. We're literally changing the world. And that's why I fight. I fight to get this information out there, because I was given life, like by my mother, but then I was given an opportunity again to live my dream and do all the things that I'm doing now because of this technology.
Yeah. And we support that 1,000%. You know, in a way of doing this, you have events other than just fighting upcoming. And so, you know, we've got a couple of minutes left here, and I'd like you to share with that to our people as well.
Absolutely. So everybody made fun of me for the longest time talking about my NFT. Well, we have our first event ever, March 25th, where I am going to be performing against one of the number one performers on earth. His name is Daylight. He's also just as shadow banned as all of us because of the things that he talks about. And so my company is called Create For You. What we do is we put on events and all of the performers will be able to own the intellectual property to their performances, the exclusive rights, and then they'll be able to sell that directly to their fans or people on our platform. So this will be our first event. We're going to prove the model. It's going to be very, very exciting. You can check it out at CreateForYou, CreateForYou.com. Pay-per-view tickets are there. Everything's there. You can also check out the utility of our NFTs. It's pretty miraculous, and we're about to change everything.
Create for you. That's the letter U for all of the radio listeners on the syndicated broadcast. That's create, CREATEFOR, the letter U.com. King Bao, you know, I can't wait until that client list comes out. But I think, as you stated, we already know who's on it. They all are. And thank you for saying it with your platform on a big stage. We're dedicated to saving the lives of these kids and protecting them against this Luciferian satanic attack that they're under at the hands of the pedophilia cabal. And I believe that you probably rightfully called out the people that you did. So we have the same suspicions. Jimmy Kimmel, here's day 47. Was it 47 originally or 46?
It's month A.
Let me just add day 98 of the challenge. Yeah, are you going to respond to this at all, Jimmy? You can come on this program or King Bao, would you go on the Jimmy Kimmel show and talk to him about it?
Yeah, we'll sing his song directly to him. The song went, Jimmy, would you please respond? Jimmy, if you do, I won't believe, if you don't, I won't believe I'm wrong. And if you're on the list, you're canceled too. Until you respond, we'll assume it's true. So he hasn't responded. He was given 46 days. He hasn't responded. So we have to assume it's true until he responds.
Amen. King Bao, God bless you. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu. Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Welcome back. So on this show and pretty much every other program covering the COVID-19 injections, you'll hear us talk a lot about the spike protein this and the spike protein that. But what actually is a spike protein? Why does that matter? Why is it in the COVID shots? Why is it in the genetic sequence that they call COVID-19? Why should we worry about it at all? And if you have spike protein in your body already, what can you do to remedy it? Well, the people at the Wellness Company are working to answer that last question there. That group of scientists and doctors have developed and released a spike recovery formula that you can find at heroicdoctors.com. Dr. Heather Gessling is an Oklahoma doctor, mother of three, and the COO of the chief medical board at the Wellness Company. She was the chief of staff at a Missouri hospital until the summer of 2021 when she went into independent practice. Heather says that the pandemic completely opened her eyes to the rampant corruption of the medical industry, and she joins us now. Dr. Gessling, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks, Stu, for having me. And I am only in Missouri now. I grew up in Oklahoma, but now I'm all Missouri. I have two clinics in Missouri.
Okay, gotcha. So what is the spike protein? Why should we be worried about it?
So the spike protein is one of the proteins that's on the COVID virus. It has about two dozen other proteins, but the spike protein is the most pathological, sort of problematic protein associated with the COVID virus. And for some unknown reason, I think people can make an assumption about it, but for some unknown reason, this is the protein that they used with regard to the vaccine. So the genetic sequence is it's a program that tells your cells to make spike.
Yeah, it's a weapon of biowarfare. It's a bioweapon. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is very inflammatory. Nobody wants spike. Nobody wants spike, even if it makes your body make antibodies, which people think are a good thing. Nobody wants that protein circulating in your system. It sits on the lining of your arteries. It can contribute to clot formation, overall inflammatory process. That genetic sequence is also, because of the surrounding lipid nanoparticle, is designed to go into every type of organ in your body, including going through the blood-brain barrier and going to your brain. And so you can be making spike in any part of your body if you've had the genetic sequence, or the genetic injection. However, if you've just had the illness, you know, that spike is being produced in a limited number of spots. But if you've had the genetic injection, it's going to be produced anywhere in your body.
Yeah. The aerosolized attack, it's in the things that we drink and the things that we consume. It's in the things that we eat. This was a bioweapon intentionally man-made and released intentionally by evil people to reduce the population on the planet. That's what we know to be true. All the evidence points to that and suggests that what we're reporting is absolutely right. Graphene oxide is in these shots. That's now been proven. We were called conspiracy theorists when we were early on saying that this, hey, look, there's graphene oxide in these shots. Look, just yesterday, vindication. Basically, these Pfizer shots are an abortion pill as well. And a lot of it has to do with that pegylated lipid nanoparticle, which is a fancy way of saying spike protein, which was patented as a weapon of biowarfare. The U.S. government documents are available. Venomous peptides from Chinese crate snakes and African king cobras and snails in these things in the 25-plus genetic sequence that they call mutations. And so the great people, scientists, and doctors over at the Wellness Company have come up with this spike recovery formula. Tell us about that. How does it work?
So the spike recovery formula has many potent ingredients that we are finding are even more beneficial than we knew. When we created the formulation last year, we decided to put in it nattokinase because of the fact that we knew that patients that had COVID, long COVID, or had the genetic injection were developing clots at higher rates than normal, very, very high propensity to develop clots. And so nattokinase is a fibrinolytic. It's a proteolytic enzyme. It helps break down it helps break down fibrin, which is what contributes to clot formation. But then in December of last year, there's a research article that came out that shows in vitro nattokinase can also help degrade the spike protein. So the nattokinase component of our spike support formula has two different mechanisms of action that can help patients sort of I don't know the exact word to use, detox from the spike protein, because of the fact that it helps break down the spike protein and helps degrade clots.
Well, we have helped to make those clots very famous with the documentary Died Suddenly. People at the peak of their physical condition, young people, athletes, people in the prime of their life are dropping dead. This is absolutely the biggest assault on humanity that we have ever seen. It is an evil agenda being perpetuated on purpose, intentionally. And our own fake government, corporate crime syndicate, is a murderous regime that is in on the whole thing. If they weren't, then there would be a threshold for death. We've seen record-smashing numbers of deaths attributed to this shot in just a very short period of time, three times as many deaths attributed to this one shot compared to every previous vaccine combined, because it's not a vaccine. So thank you to you and to the other doctors, your colleagues, these scientists, for coming up with this formula. It's available at heroicdoctors.com. Again, heroicdoctors.com. And they're offering 10% off. Thank you for that, by the way, to everybody in Stu Crew, all the viewers and listeners of this program, whether it's on the radio or the podcast or on Dish Network, DirecTV, Rumble, anywhere that you view the program, stupeters.com. If you are here with us now, 10% off on that product if you use promo code Stu10 at heroicdoctors.com. Dr. Gessling, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
The boosters are killing millions.
Not a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme.
but a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Do you love carbs as much as we do? If so, check this out. We found this really cool science trick that helps you to eat all of the carbs without gaining all of the weight. We're not kidding. It works for pasta and pizza and sandwiches and potatoes. I'm starting to get hungry. We actually learned about this trick from a doctor, but it's very easy. He called it the ultimate fat cheat, so we thought we would spread the word. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. Again, thehealthyfat.com/stew. P.S. If you're curious as to how it works, there's a full scientific explanation. It's pretty fascinating. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STEW for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
This show has always been about saving lives. From its inception, with a particular laser focus on highlighting the demonic, full-blown attack on innocent children. We've repeatedly highlighted the many methods of warfare being waged against kids, all at the hands of the Luciferian cabal, hell-bent on the destruction of Christianity. And so all of this, of course, requires the enemy's minions to carry out the satanic ritual of child sacrifice. The war on these little ones includes relentless indoctrination involving homosexuality and transgender propaganda, isolation away from peers, muzzling precious faces with bacteria-ridden, oxygen-inhibiting, completely useless Sharia COVID muzzles. Removing kids from loving homes, hurling them into the CPS trafficking system of depraved sexual, psychological, and physical abuse, physically restraining kids' little bodies to forcefully inject them with Pfizer's bioweapon. Sick, demented men forcing their sweaty, disgusting genitals into the faces of young kids in public schools and on private property under the guise of all-ages drag shows, convincing children to mutilate their bodies and transform into abominations, all without parental consent, and even assisting them in medically killing themselves, disguising child murder as medicine. In 2016, as opposition to the disgusting Clinton family reached fever pitch, Julian Assange released the WikiLeaks vault, putting a spotlight on a segment of society that until then had been very well concealed. Small corners of the internet had covered child abduction and trafficking by the powerful in DC, like Conspiracy of Silence and Who Took Johnny, but the WikiLeaks emails broke the satanic cabal wide open. The revelations included disgusting pedophilic photos and paintings depicting young children in various stages of distress or undress. Included among these emails were truly bizarre references to children masked with coded language derived from food orders and, you can't make this up, pizza carryout menus. You remember Pizzagate. Eventually we learned about spirit cooking and Marina Abramovich, who invited John Podesta's fat brother Tony, who's worked as a lobbyist for China and now lobbies for the nation of Libya, which Hillary destroyed. Yeah, he was invited to a spirit cooking session. In case you're unaware, and we certainly wish that we were, spirit cooking is a ceremony in which elites cut themselves and bleed and drain bodily fluids to emulate a satanic ritual. So about a week ago, I tweeted a photo of a man who certainly appears to be John Podesta. Oddly enough, the short-haired exotic woman just next to the Podesta lookalike is a dead ringer for Valerie Jarrett, the Iranian-born, Iranian-blooded puppet master behind the Obama and Biden administrations. Well, through it all, it's clear that there's smoke emanating from the fire of child abduction and abuse surrounding all of these demonically possessed literal lizard people. All of these absolute fossils somehow find a way to live seemingly forever, all without aging. They never age a day. How on earth do they accomplish this? It's certainly not Bill Clinton's clean diet or Pelosi's avoidance of the alcoholic bottle. all of the theories about the party beverages that John Podesta and Valerie Jarrett lookalikes were imbibing at their spirit cooking or pizza parties, adrenochrome seems to be the likeliest explanation. I mean, it's no secret that Hollywood and the global elites traffic in sex. From Harvey Weinstein to Kevin Spacey, two men with deep ties to the Democrat child sex abuse cult, to Corey Feldman, Alexa Nicholas, Demi Lovato, Corey Haim, Rose McGowan, Macaulay Culkin, the claims about child sex abuse among elites both in Hollywood and in politics are unable to be denied. And so the media elites work triple time to cover it up, which takes us back to Reuters. Why is Reuters so desperate to disprove, or as they say, fact check, a harmless tweet from Stu Peters? If the ritual child sex abuse wasn't happening, wouldn't it be in their interest to merely ignore my tweet about John Podesta and his penchant for adrenochrome? But that's not what they do. Not at all. No, instead, Reuters goes all in, bringing light to the entire conversation surrounding adrenochrome and claims that Podesta is a serial child sex trafficker and abuser. Why? Here on this program, it's our take that the lizard people at the top of the satanic cabal running the world get off on slapping you in the face with their literal cultist rituals and child sex abuse so they can then tell you that you shouldn't believe the evidence that's right in front of your lying eyes. Here to help us unpack this deep, dark evil is resident adrenochrome expert Ed Zoll. And I mean that in the sense that you've investigated this.
I understand it. And I'm looking at that, Stu, and I wish I did not know what adrenochrome was. I wish I did not see real satanic ritual abuse. But these things are real. They're as real as day. The two people you mentioned here, this photo, as you noted, Reuters could have ignored this. But we're smart enough to know that they, doing a fact check on this and trying to discredit it. All right, we know they're doing this because you hit dead on. They do look like the couple that has run U.S. politics for the last three decades. All right, Valerie Jarrett was Barack Obama's version of John Podesta for the Clintons. Now, John Podesta is both serving in the Biden administration. Valerie Jarrett's running the Obama Foundation. What they're both involved in is cover-ups, sex trafficking. You mentioned Libya. It also is important to note that the Podesta brothers were lobbying in Ukraine before the Orange Revolution, before Maidan, and before this senseless, bloody war involving pagan rituals and literal cannibal neo-Nazis. But in regard to this story, Stu, they gaslight us so often. We have like a form of satanic Stockholm syndrome here in this country because we know they are pedophiles. We know they're Satanists, and we scream it every single day. You have done more through that tweet than any journalist in the last two decades to highlight the nature of our government, of this empire. But in regard to this story specifically, I think, one, this is a big win because Reuters was forced to acknowledge the existence of adrenochrome. They even defined it in the article. They said that adrenochrome refers to red-colored substance that derives from the oxidation of epinephrine, also known as adrenaline. Now, they're referring to a theory they say in here. They're talking about how the elite kill and torture children and take the adrenaline out of them and then consume it for life. The subject of an elixir of life, to live forever, this has been the pursuit of the, I'd say, all the way back to maybe you can say the Babylonian Empire. The notion that you can somehow conquer the one thing that's guaranteed, which is death. There's no life outside the kingdom of God. We know this. You and I, we're brothers in Christ. We know that we will live forever through Jesus Christ. The enemy, they think they can pull off some kind of kapuki trick here that they can live forever in this world through blood ritual. But I'll tell you this, this story has some very disgusting depths. One of the things I found was that the notion that John Podesta, you know, it's just being misnamed here. It's some kind of bad conspiracy. No. John Podesta has before, in addition to WikiLeaks, by the way, been caught red-handed in a child sex trafficking ring. Now, I'm going to point people back to, first, this photo. Stu, this, thanks to Reuters, is now dated. We know that that photo was taken from June 2009 and June 2010. This is an important date because at this time, John Podesta was playing several roles. he was working with a guy named Ryan McGinnis. This is the photo. Basically, it's this photo from the Art magazine, they're claiming. This person needs to be investigated, by the way. Separately, he was playing a role with both the Obama administration, playing a role with the Clintons. This man also, at the same time, was the head of Think Progress and Center for the American Progress. Now, I mentioned Center for American Progress because it's really important. They have an advisory board position on the ACORN board. ACORN is the organization that James O'Keefe, in 2009, the same time this photo was taken, that's the organization where James O'Keefe proved they would be happy to get involved in a child sex trafficking ring. Now, it gets worse because this was all over the country. D.C., Brooklyn, San Bernardino, San Diego, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Miami. This is the biggest cities in this country. Now, Podesta was picked as the board member to do the investigation into ACORN after James O'Keefe's revelations. Now, of course, Podesta found no wrongdoing. He said, wow, this is just terrible. The White House at that time was also asked for comment. And they said, look, there's something wrong going on here, but we're going to rely on John Podesta to investigate this. Well, so of course he came back and said nothing was wrong. And he was backed up by a man named David Brock. Now, David Brock runs an organization called Media Matters. Now, they've attacked you, Stu. They attack you often because you're dead on about everything from the lying satanic government to the need for Nuremberg 2.0. But the origins of Media Matters, you may not know this. It actually starts with John Podesta. 2004, John Podesta funded Media Matters. And it looks like David Brock, he paid him back by giving coverage to the fact that, oh, this is just a big misunderstanding for ACORN. Now, it gets crazier. You tweeted this. This got Reuters' attention. Andrew Breitbart tweeted something right before his death regarding this ACORN situation, which involves John Ping Pong Podesta. He said, how prog guru John Podesta isn't household name as world-class underage sex slave op cover-upper defending unspeakable dregs escapes me. There's no light lost here. Andrew Breitbart called John Podesta a pedophile, a child sex slave operator, okay? Why did he do this? Well, something I dug up today, Stu. It turns out David Brock, this man funded by John Podesta, he did a lot of things. He also helped, you know, cover up, but the thing is, he didn't get to the bottom of that story, but he was the bottom for something. And he did try to cover up, but he did have the covers on. You know who he had the covers on for? And was at the bottom for James Alefantis. James Alefantis was David Brock's boyfriend. They were homosexual lovers. James Alefantis, Ping Pong Pizza. This goes right back to the beginning of this disgusting child sex trafficking ring.
But you're supposed to believe that it's all just a big cutard conspiracy theory. Why did Hillary Clinton send emails about sacrificing a chicken in her yard to Moloch? Why did everyone who viewed the contents of the Anthony Weiner laptop allegedly commit suicide? We asked these questions in These Little Ones, which you can find on the Stu Peters Network. We did our best to answer those questions. Do not believe any of the gaslighting that is happening. Believe your eyes. Believe what you're seeing right before your face. Legitimizing adrenochrome. I consider that to be a big win. A big win in the name of Jesus Christ. And thank you, Edward Saul, for helping us to defend and protect and stand up for these little ones. If we don't do anything other than that, I consider that a win. And if we're not willing to do that, we're complete frauds. Edward Saul, Amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. God bless you.
God bless you too, Stu.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
CBD is now being used by record-smashing numbers of people as more people learn that, look, this is a natural way to treat ailments from joint pain to ligament pain, muscle pain, migraine, headaches, allergies. People with Parkinson's disease treat their symptoms with CBD and report positive results. People with children who have an ADHD diagnosis avoid the neurotoxins and poison, methylphenidate, for example, clonidine, and they use CBD instead. They see miraculous improvements in their children. Why do you use CBD? However you use it and why ever you use it, Who are you getting it from? Do you even know what's in it? Try Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L. I use Curable because it's a family-owned business. All the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know the people that I'm dealing with, and they are good people. I trust them. You won't find nanobots in your CBD. It's not coming from China. It's not infecting you with spike proteins. No, Curable is the family-owned business. All the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STEW at Curable.com. K-U-R-I-B-L. Use promo code STEW when you go to Curable.com. Carlos Cortez will be with us tomorrow. A big story about inflation and the Fed and how the Fed is gaslighting you into isolating your investments, moving all of your assets eventually to China and to the deep state cabal. They're lying. They're gaslighting you. Big surprise, big story tomorrow with Carlos Cortez, who, by the way, you should call for a free consultation. 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. If you have not reached out to Carlos Cortez to help you manage your investment portfolio, your retirement savings, you don't even own the 401k that your company is setting aside for you. Did you know this? The Never Taxed Retirement Strategy, the America First Retirement Plan. If you haven't talked to Carlos Cortez, you really haven't worked to secure your financial future, the one that you work so hard for to leave to your kids. So go to CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com. Book that personal appointment with Carlos Cortez. We are out of time for today. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, God bless you.